This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm recovering here because in the break, the crew just had to show me Madonna's new NFT. Apparently, Madonna has been trying to get the world to look at her private parts for a long, long time. And now she's just finally done it. She's just fully stripped off and just took that picture right down the middle and is calling it an NFT for charity. That's the woman that wanted to blow up the White House. Now she's blowing up your timeline with her, yeah. Liberals, man, I'll tell you, they are really on something. Boy, oh boy. All right, I need to refresh, guys. This is just, please, guys, stop it. I'll never be able to eat a roast beef sandwich again. All right, let's bring it back down to earth, please. Guys, let's go ahead and roll clip. This is Matt Gaetz, clip 21 here. Matt Gaetz talks to a farmer in Florida about how desperate things are getting thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats.
So talk to me about how that affects the business plan of a place like this when you've got fertilizer going from $255 a ton, you know, to $700 a ton, when you've got the Roundup, you know, going up by not just, you know, 5-10%, but by multiples. How do you absorb that?
Well, we don't know. This is uncharted territory. We don't know how we absorb it.
Is it going to mean that there are going to be fewer investments in irrigation, plant, you know, in more fields, or how do you...
I can tell you most every farmer has cut back on fertilizer because the land is kind of like a savings account. You know, if we've been doing good fertility programs, we have some stored nutrients.
But wait, by that measure, once you withdraw from the savings account, you're in real trouble.
But we're going to be bankrupt from a fertility standpoint. I think the problem is coming later on. I think we're setting ourselves up for next year.
Are you saying that because of what we're doing to the land, not making that investment back in the land and fertilizer, that it's actually going to get worse before it gets better?
Unless we come up with some alternatives for nutrients. Look at... One thing I think that you guys...
Wait a second, because I got to go into specific votes that directly affect this. Where I was on the outside of a majority of Congress, because a lot of these petroleum-based fertilizers we get from Russia, we get from Belarus. And the ones we don't get from there, that whole global market is impacted by them because they're big producers. And I had to take a vote as your public servant on whether or not we were going to end all that. And there was no plan on how we were going to replace it. You know, you just said, well, that depends on whether or not we have a plan. There was no plan. That was just force people to pay more money. And, you know, I took a lot of crap for that. A lot of people said, oh, that must mean you love Putin. Well, I don't love Putin, but I do worry about what we are looking at 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road. If, you know, you're seeing 2 and 3 time increases on what it takes to operate a 700 acre farm.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't really seen the devastating effects of the Biden policy quite yet. And, you know, it's hard to believe and it's hard to conceive and it's hard to accept. Believe me, I'm the same way. You know, I like to go out and I'll go to dinner and I want to forget about everything that's bad. You know, I want to go have a steak dinner and just forget about how bad things are and say, wow, look at how lucky I am to live in America with a big, juicy steak dinner with friends. Or, you know, I want to go play golf and just not even think about all the craziness. But it's hard to think, it's hard to believe that we could really be getting such a bad place soon where just the general pleasures of life that so many people have access to every day that we take for granted aren't going to be there anymore, aren't going to be those pleasures anymore. So whether it's another virus pandemic that they release worse than last, or whether it's food shortages, you can't even get food. And then they're going to act like, oh, it was all, we don't know, it was out of our control, it just happened. No, we'll know who did it to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lindell. is sponsoring thousands of leading pro-America patriots across the United States. He's the main sponsor, keeping so many people on the air. He's a huge sponsor at InfoWars. That's why we're so pleased to work with him. He's offering the biggest sale he's done in years, his BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com/Alex on hundreds and hundreds of his made-in-America products, from pillows to sheets to shoes to human beds to dog beds, you name it. Go there, get great products at low prices, fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. It's only running for 1 week. MyPillow.com/Alex or 800-675-4614. And thank you for shopping America and keeping us on the air.
Third and final hour of InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to cover the rest of this news, and then I'm going to have some time to take some phone calls. I think that this supplement is sold out. I could be wrong, but I got to tell you, whether it's sold out or not, hopefully we'll get it back. I just got to tell you, because all the supplements are so great. But Bodies has been a major factor. Went kind of hard in the gym this morning, was feeling it a little bit, a little soreness, a little achiness. I took three of the Bodies right before going on air, and the inflammation went down, the soreness and stiffness went down. So just glad I have that here. I do think it's sold out, unfortunately. We'll hopefully get it back in stock. Here's what I do know is not sold out. Brain Force Ultra. You know I take Brain Force Ultra every day before I go on air. It is in stock right now. And on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, but this sells out quickly too. Bodies, very popular, sells out quickly. Brain Force Ultra, very popular, sells out quickly. It's 40% off. Oh, and that's how quickly it sells out. In stock yesterday, gone today. Okay, so, I mean, folks, literally, I really need to start getting inventory sheets every day. Because we're suffering from the Biden supply chain as well, folks. Believe me, we don't want to run out of Brain Force Ultra. We don't want to run out of Bodies. We can't get the supply. The supply chain is wrecked, folks. First wrecked by COVID, now being wrecked by Biden economic policy. That's the real story, man. Luckily for you, though, the liquid pure turmeric extract, which actually is probably better, is still in stock. Just depends. Some people like the liquid tincture. Some people like the pill form. I like them both. But the liquid pure turmeric tincture is still in stock. So, yeah, I mean, you're just looking at this stuff. When the stuff is sold out, folks, that's not by design. We want to keep this, all of our products in stock 24/7. But thanks to the fake pandemic, thanks to the Biden economic policy, we just can't. It's the Biden supply chain crisis. It's a disaster. So we know what it's like. But there's still lots of great stuff, like Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean energy. That's still in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Fizzy Magnesium Orange Drink, the best orange drink on the planet. That's still in stock. You hear me talk about Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's now sold out. So when there's a supplement you like, folks, load up on it. That's what I do. I get as many as possible. So that way, if and when we do sell out at the store, you still have it in your pantry, because that's how bad it is. But we got a good stock of Ultra 12 Vitamin B12. We got a good stock of Survival Shield X2. And both of those are 40% off. Well, B12 is 40% off. Or when you get both of them together, it's 40% off. So that's what happens. That's what's happening at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate all the support over the years from our great audience. Let me give out the phone number now. Guys, let me give out the phone number, because I'm going to probably be able to get through this news pretty quickly. So we'll get the phone lines lit up here. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And then anything we've discussed so far is fair game. A couple other stories here. The America First Legal Group has sued the Biden administration to uncover illegally concealed records regarding the purge of Christians and conservatives from the military. And you can find their story at AFL or aflegal.org. So, yeah, the Biden administration is purging white men, Christians, and conservatives from the military. They're not even bashful about it. It's blatant discrimination. But it's Democrats. It's in their history. It's in their future. It's shameful. This was from CNN today. This was hilarious. In fact, guys, see if you can pull up this story actually on the website, because the website headline was different when I printed it out, and I don't know if they just changed it. It's shameful. Russian-linked billionaires have given enormous sums to the West, leading educational and cultural institutions. That headline means nothing. Basically, the story is they're saying, oh, all these Russians that have all of these honors and plaques and mentions and all this stuff, they're saying it's all illegitimate. It's all illegitimate. Oh, the irony. CNN gives itself an award for Russian collusion reporting when everything they said was fake. Washington Post gives itself an award for January 6th reporting. Everything they did was fake. So they say, oh, Russians, look, Russians are buying their influence. Russians are faking how influential and how good they are. That's you. That's you. That's the left. That's liberals. But see, they say Russia's a communist authoritarian state. So, I mean, yeah, you're all the same. You are the Russians. You buy and peddle fake pedigree. Like Obama, Nobel Peace Prize winner? Give me a break. CNN wins awards for journalism? So, oh, you're going to sit and point fingers at Russians? That's all you leftists do. Here's another example. Ex-Biden aide Simone Sanders' MSNBC debut ratings as a ratings flop. Oh, no one's watching Simone Sanders on MSNBC? Wow, who could have guessed that? Who could have seen that coming? That intellectual nothing. And not to mention, she's on MSNBC. Nobody watches that already to begin with. But that's the, oh, Simone Sanders. Oh, she's big, big influential on the left. Yeah, big pedigree, good resume. Worked for Harris. Let's put her on TV. Nobody watches. Nobody cares. I mean, look at the Obamas. They didn't even get their podcast. They didn't get a new contract for their podcast because nobody was listening. Obama's not that popular. It's all fake. It always is. And then, you know, there's crazy stuff happening all over the world. Sri Lankan troops ordered to open fire on looters and vandals as protests continue. I mean, look, I'm not even going to try to tell you what's going on over there, folks. Protesters, looters, it's the same stuff we see, but the military is actually shooting them. And we've got a clip here in clip 12, guys, just roll, where protesters actually took one of the vehicles from a former minister's vehicle. They took it and they threw it into a river. Literally. All right, what is going on in my ear, guys? Somebody punch the sound guy for me right now. It's been out of control lately, please. Thank you. Yeah, write up a story about that, Media Matters, please. So Sri Lanka, they're pushing cars into the river from ministers and military firing on protesters and looters. And then in Armenia, guys, you can roll B-roll of clip 14 here. Or I'm sorry, clip 12 here in Armenia. Armenia detains hundreds of anti-government protesters as opposition calls for PM to resign. So, I mean, protests everywhere. Agree with them, disagree with them. It's a sign that the world is in collapse. It's all by design. It's a sign that the people are sick of being oppressed by their government, even if they're misled and confused. It's a sign that there's a top-down revolution happening, and the people are aware of it, and they're wondering why they're not getting their fair cut and why they're getting robbed and beaten and tortured and tormented and told that they're going into bondage. So the civil unrest is going to continue all around the planet. The problem is we're protesting the wrong things. And really what we should all be focused on is this. World Health Assembly agrees to launch process to develop historic global accord on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. This was the World Health Organization in December. Now, in 2 weeks, representatives from 146 countries are about to sign over their nation state's sovereignty to the World Health Organization if there's a pandemic. So we all know what that leads to, right? Soon as that treaty is signed, as soon as that illegal treaty, as soon as that false treaty is signed, there's going to be a new pandemic. And there you go. No longer are you in a nation state. No longer are you a citizen of the country that you're in. You are now a citizen of the world, and you are now owned by the World Health Organization. So, yeah, there's a lot of civil unrest. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of corruption. The corrupt bastards that are stealing everything from you, stealing your future, and lying to you every day are about to steal it all with the World Health Organization, going full broke. And we can't even come together to push back against this. So it's going to happen.
Hey, Klaus, do you have a second?
The Great Reset is the vision for a new society built upon...
Klaus, buddy, people are starting to say that you look like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Klaus?
Yeah?
I'm just saying, we gotta...
Yeah? What is it, my child?
I'm just saying, we gotta hit the reset button on your wardrobe, and then from there, we can maybe work on
that... The Great Reset is the vision for a new society.
That's great, Klaus. I tell you what, you keep doing you. I need a drink.
We will eat the Klaus. Bugs. We will own the nothing.
Just lose the robe. Okay, Klaus? That's it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What does he know about style?
I, for one, think that you look fabulous, my dear.
A lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are that have been giving the donations. Please go to Infowars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1 million, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. Infowarsstore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, Infowars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. Infowars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most of the other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at
and InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, let me cover a couple more headlines before we start taking your calls. Auditor who dismissed 2020 election fraud failed to declare thousands of dollars from Zuckerberg Election Interference Fund. Oh, and they have the documents at thenationalpulse.com. Oh, you didn't want to call out the crimes from the 2020 election because you were involved. Ah, I see. The Washington Post admits that the protests happening in front of the Supreme Court Justice's house are illegal. Yes, experts say protests at SCOTUS Justice's homes are illegal. Well, they say appear to be illegal. No, they are illegal. There's no appearing of it. And they know it and they cite the law, but they're liberals, so it's okay when they do it. They even say it now. We're allowed to protest. You're not. They don't even hide it anymore. FBI sternly warns mob at Justice Kavanaugh's house to stay away from school board member's house next door. That's satire from the Babylon Bee because they're not doing a damn thing. But if there's a school board member, then they may be calling them terrorists. See? And they are terrorists, though. Attempted break-in at Oregon Right to Life building, and these people are so stupid they don't even know how to break a window, apparently. So they tried to throw Molotov cocktails through the windows, or maybe the problem is they just weren't strong enough. Couldn't get it through the windows, so they smashed outside on the exterior and burned the ground up to the ground, and they never actually were able to get in. So they tried to throw Molotov cocktails, couldn't get them in, and ended up just burning the ground outside. And just doing damage to the building. They're terrorists. They're liberals. They're Democrats. Former freelance reporter arrested on charges of vandalizing temples and setting fire at mosque. By the way, guys, if you put in Mike Bivins, B-I-V-I-N-S, he still has a Wikipedia page that says he's a journalist and a far left-wing journalist. Now, Mike Bivins is a nothing. He's a nobody. He's literally a mentally incapacitated leftist who goes out and burns religious buildings, mosques and temples in particular. He's a criminal. He's a terrorist. He still has a Wikipedia page up talking about how he's a journalist. A journalist, folks. Wikipedia takes down Kathy Barnett's page. But they have Mike Bivins up there as a journalist. In fact, you know what, guys? See if you can go in there. Let's edit that page right now. Guys, go to Mike Bivins' Wikipedia page and let's edit that. And let's put him down as a criminal and say Mike Bivins is a leftist activist terrorist who has been charged with vandalizing two Jewish temples and setting a mosque on fire. Let's go ahead and put that in Wikipedia today, guys. Let's see if that lasts. Let's give it a test of time. Maybe check back on it tomorrow. Let's correct Mike Bivins' Wikipedia page here. Oh, he's a journalist, is he? No. He's another left-wing criminal. Far-left group claiming responsibility for attack on pro-life organization warns of more violence. Yeah, they're not done. Of course not. They're terrorists. What do you think's going on here? In other news, yes, fraudulent trial on ivermectin published by World's Top Medical Journal. Paid for by Big Pharma. Yeah, because they made their billions with the vaccines that were unnecessary. A passenger with no flying experience landed a plane at a Florida airport after the pilot became incapacitated. Oh, another pilot incapacitated. What could that be about? This is a crazy one. This is truly unbelievable. Where's PETA on this? 5 million honeybees die at Atlanta airport. Delta apologizes for unfortunate situation. They literally killed 5 million bees. We already have a bee shortage. Not even kidding you. Einstein said if the bees die, humans die, what, a year later? We need bees badly. And Delta just killed 50 million honeybees. I mean, where is the investigation? 5 million, thank you. Where is the investigation? Where is PETA? This is insane. So they were supposed to go from California to Alaska. Delta rerouted to Atlanta, and they died. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And then this one's great. More than 500,000 people signed petition to restore Johnny Depp as Pirates actor. Johnny Depp is this the court hearings with Depp and Heard have really rejuvenated Johnny Depp's career. He's probably going to get major movie deals after this. And, you know, it's the story of – it's the redemption story of a man. And it is a good story, and it is – it has launched other men before. When will Trump's redemption happen? All right. Let's take some phone calls now. Let's go to Adam in Florida. Adam, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
How you doing, Owen? I'm just wondering if May 20th is going to be a new 4th of July.
What, where the World Health Organization declared they dominate us now?
Well, you know.
May 20th. I think it's May 20th or 22nd. It's May 20th, WHO Day.
There isn't the vote. Isn't there, aren't they going to have a vote for this new treaty?
They've already all voted. It's all ceremony. They've already all voted. They've already got the pact. It's done. This is all just going to be ceremony. They're all going to glad hand and sip wine as they celebrate how they've conquered the planet illegally, illegitimately.
Man, don't say that. Please don't say that.
Well, I'm just telling you what they're doing. I mean,
because I still got hope that something could happen between now and then.
Oh, I'm sure something will happen between now and then, but nothing is going to stop that from happening. That's going to happen, guaranteed. All 146 countries will probably sign on. It's all already on the books. It's a big criminal enterprise. It's just like in the movie A Kingsman, where the bad guy, Samuel Jackson's character, goes around with the list and checking off the names, making sure he's got everyone on board before he commits his big global crime. That's what they're doing.
So, no hope for humanity now, huh?
Hey, you can still have hope for humanity. I mean, good will defeat evil. God's plan is the plan we're all on, but, I mean, they're going to do it. So, I don't know what the practical application is going to be here, other than what we've seen in the past. They'll make a virus, release the virus, and then lock you down and shut down your economy and destroy your country. If we go through one more of these, I think it's going to be serious problems. So that's probably what they're going to do.
Look at the suicide rate and everything that's gone on because of the lockdown.
Yeah, and it's just going to be worse because everything's just going to be amplified if they do it again. Now, the one I would say if you're trying to think about hope, I mean, the one thing that could happen is local governments refuse to go along with it. Local governments refuse to recognize the WHO and this new treaty and refuse to go back into lockdowns. Your highest odds of that are obviously probably Florida, Texas, maybe South Dakota, maybe. So, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. And you'll see how many corrupt local governments there are as well if and when they do this.
It almost sounds like we need to start calling our sheriff, all our local sheriffs.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing I think about, too, because you're right. We should be calling and emailing sheriffs and senators and local representatives and say that this is wrong, we can't do this, think about the repercussions, look at what we're giving, look at the powers we're giving them. So it should definitely be happening. And they're going to do it, man.
Do you remember that one time that one guy was like, the tap water's turning the frogs gay? That was funny. Yeah, and then it wasn't turning them gay, it was just causing the male frogs to grow female reproductive organs. That was pretty classic. Wait, what? Oh, come on, you've heard this one before. Herbicide gets into water via farming runoff, likely, according to research, has adverse effects on hormones and vertebrates. What are you gonna do? I don't know about this one. And then the owners of the herbicide lobbied the EPA so nobody else could do research on the harmful effects of the herbicide besides them. This isn't as funny as the frogs turning gay. Yeah, you know, saying the government organizations that are supposed to protect us and the corporations that are supposed to benefit us actually put profit motive over ecological harm every time. It's not as catchy. If only the frogs were just turning gay, am I right? I don't like it here. Join the club.
A decade ago, when I talked about chemicals in the water turning the frogs gay, the media only took a short clip out of a 30-plus minute report where I laid out university studies and documents from South Africa, the U.S., Europe, you name it, that atrazine alone in the water was making the frogs hermaphroditic, both male and female, and that male frogs were more attracted to other male frogs, and so that those populations of frogs and toads were collapsing, dying out, in some cases becoming extinct, and that this same chemical is bombarding us. Then you learn the globalists are purposely putting similar chemicals in the plastics, and that's why fertility and sperm counts have dropped. There is not a more important issue to focus on and understand than this, because it's all about depopulation. Now Target has come out and has had a whole clothing line, a whole section for people to cover up their breast with compression girdles so that they won't have breasts so they can be men, and so that men can cover up that they have genitals and transition to having them sexually mutilated and removed surgically. This is the cult we're talking about. Look at this for yourself and realize it's all the big corporations in Hollywood, Disney, working in concert to sexualize children, to confuse the sexes for transgenderism that is part of the whole movement that we see with the transhumanists. They're getting us ready for the clones, the animal-human programs, the splicing, all of this information. This is an absolutely central issue that we are covering and that we are laying out, and it's another reason InfoWars is so precious. But we can fight back against everything they're doing to us and their attacks on our immune systems and more with the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's not just the information we cover, but the products we have that are amazing as well. We have InfoWars Immune Support with concentrated cold-pressed herbs and other compounds that are known to supercharge your body's immune system, and it also funds the broadcast. So get your InfoWars Life Immune Support today at InfoWarsStore.com and know you're funding the tip of the spear. And at the same time, just in the area of your cells and your body's health and your immune system, boosting that in the face of the tyrants. There's other things you can do, like filtering your water so you're not getting the fluoride and the chemicals in it. There's other things you can do, like fasting and going in steam rooms. And I personally have just been doing this over the last month, and I've lost 25 pounds. So get X2, get BrainForce Ultra, get Ultra 12, get our immune support and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the tip of the spear in the fight. All the big corporations are globalists. They're coming after you. That's why supporting independent media and media funding itself is more important than ever. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, we were going to change Mike Bibbin's Wikipedia page, but it looks like someone beat us to it. Wow. Somebody must have beat us to it in the audience, I guess. Now Mike Bibbin's Wikipedia page accurately says Mike Bibbins is a far-left terrorist based out of Portland, Oregon, who firebombs churches. Wow, good job, whoever updated that. We were going to do it, but someone beat us to it. So now we go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Jeremy calling in from FEMA Region 5. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Brother.
Howdy.
Howdy. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, Jeremy. Thanks for calling.
Man, I feel like we've woken up into an alternate universe in this past 2 years. I mean, this treaty that they're about to sign, it's the final piece of the New World Order puzzle, New World Order puzzle. They now will have, even though it's not legal because it's unconstitutional, but they'll have it on paper that they can legally do what they want to during this pandemic. And everybody's like, oh, well, go to your sheriff. Yeah, you should go to your sheriff. But what we were missing is they have a list of all the domestic terrorists, or that per their classification. And they know who the patriots are. So, and they know, they've already vetted the military, they've vetted the police forces, and if those guys won't do it, they'll bring in the blue helmets. And that's what they're hoping for, that there's mass chaos, the streets when all this goes down, between the race riots, the abortion, COVID. They've been prepping us. They want a civil war. They bring in the blue helmets. This will give them the legal right to bring them in.
Well, so I do understand what you're saying. I don't see it going that way, though. What I think is going to happen is it's basically going to be the same thing we already went through, except you're going to have the CDC, FDA, you're going to have all of our federal bureaucracies that should probably all be shut down anyway. They're going to be going to the World Health Organization for all advice. So basically, they're not going to be honest about it. They're not going to disclose this to the American people, but the World Health Organization is now going to be the dictator of the planet. And so we'll be hearing from Fauci, or we'll be hearing from the CDC or the NIH or whatever, all this other stuff. And they'll act like, oh, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing for America. When really all they're doing is taking their orders from the World Health Organization. So again, it's the exact same thing they've already done to us, except as you said, now they actually have the documents and the papers to say, here's why we're doing it. And if they can do this again, they're just going to keep getting more tyrannical, just keep leveraging more power, more power, more power. I don't think we see the blue helmets quite yet, but, you know, our kids might be dealing with blue helmets.
I mean, either way, it's unconstitutional. It's the final piece of their puzzle, in my opinion, that to springboard them into control. You know, like you said, we know before the midterms was going to be another pandemic, you know, and then they're going to take control. And we thought it was bad before, because before we actually had the states that could stand up, which I think the states will try to stand up and fight. That's why I think the blue helmets will get involved, because such a pushback from the red states that they're going to force their hand, and they have this huge army at their disposal to do whatever they want. And they don't care about Americans. They could care less. You know, it's different when you have a U.S. soldier that is ordered to do this stuff, that there's a hesitancy, because this is my fellow American. We're going to have foreign troops. They don't care about you or me. And we're, you know, you're probably top on the list. You, Alex, and Trump, you know, D'Souza now, thanks for that 2,000 Mules. What a great, great movie, man. Well, not movie, but documentary.
Yeah, everybody still gets talked about every day, by the way. I mean, I can't go anywhere without saying 2,000 Mules. It's on the radio. It's on the TV. I mean, the left is crying and bitching and moaning because it shows how they stole the election with Biden. I mean, think about it. Everything Biden has done, the entire Biden administration, illegitimate. We should be able to reverse it and just act like it never happened, because it was all illegitimate. But no one's going to look into that vast crime, I'm sure. Jeremy, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to John in Oregon. John, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mildew Dishes. Yeah, so my big thing is that there was a apparent attempted burning down of a Right for Life building here in Kaiser, Oregon, which is, you know, we're a small town. We're like the hat of Salem. We're, you know, right on top of Salem, about 25, 30 minutes south of Portland. And recently we had that big, what do you call it? They came through with that big, big Republican thing that was like the, you know, what do you call that? Anyway, so yeah, there was like this big Right for Life building that got attempted to burn down. And
yeah, the liberals were so weak. The vegan liberals that can't do a push-up were so weak, they couldn't even break the glass.
Couldn't break the window. But now our whole little tiny town is in this big conspiracy, because our pride parade is canceled because of threats of violence.
Ah, yes. Well, they've said, the Democrat terrorists are publicly making threats now, and they put it out. Because of the Roe versus Wade thing, they're saying, we're burning churches, we're burning crisis pregnancy centers, we're burning pro-life centers. So, yeah, I mean, they're threatening everything. They're not even messing around. And let me say this. Most of these are just little underlings, bums, losers, drug addicts, criminals, crooks. So there is something. There is some entity at the top that's training them, though. There has to be. Because or law enforcement literally has just decided not to investigate at all. Because I don't know how these people aren't being identified, and they're making direct threats. All right, John, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Richard in Georgia. Richard, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me good?
Howdy, yes, we got you.
Yeah, so I think everyone's sort of been in like a morass for a while and just sort of wondering like what's the shoe that's actually going to drop. I drive a truck, and last week it could have been coincidence because they said the three times in a row the internet was down, but I couldn't get fuel. And
Everything that's cashless. Everything's cashless now. So imagine the internet goes down, you won't be able to buy anything.
Well, it's not as so with truck drivers, you're on like an account. So that's why you see like all the diesel prices at truck stops above the, that's one of the reasons, but that's why you see that above like a diesel price at like a normal gas station for like a pickup truck, because people have accounts. So anyway, what I want to get to is, this is a message from Loves, which Loves is a gigantic company. Loves, Pilot J, Flying J, Pilot. These are huge companies that have a ton of money running through them. This is what, like I was saying, to their account, you know, holders, like, this is what it says. Dear fleet customers, due to historically low supply, diesel availability may be limited. Maybe limited. And it went on to say, like, and, you know, basically, like, a lot of the East Coast, is currently limited. Your drivers could see the effects of these supply issues in the coming days. We expect to have location experiencing temporary intermittent diesel shortages. We expect the below states to be impacted the most by these supply shortages. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania. And I guess the scuttlebutt right now is because, like, everyone is, like, paying attention. It's like Europe is extremely dependent on Russia for energy, and they're sanctioning them.
Most of that's a smokescreen, actually. Europe is still buying oil from Russia. Even America is still buying oil from Russia. And oil deals are now being made in ruble. So, I mean, most of that's a smokescreen. With all the Ukraine-Russia stuff, the only thing that people need to know, don't try to wrap your head around the other stuff, because not that it's not relevant. The significant thing to understand is that America has launched a war against Russia. That's what it is. America has unofficially, illegally launched a war against Russia. Ukraine is just the battlefront. So, you know, all the news about Russian oil and all this other stuff, okay, yeah, that's real stuff. But the real news is that America has decided to launch a war against Russia, and Ukraine is the battlefront, because they need Ukraine. I mean, they've laundered $90 billion through Ukraine in the last month. You really think that they don't need Ukraine?
Welcome to Intermission.
Listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones is right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down, the globalists are going down, that's right. You can see into the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
Four words, four little words that are hurting America's pandemic response. What are they?
Do your own research.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research? Nobody who's saying that is getting in a lab and doing tests. At best, you're reading other people's research, and more likely, You're probably reading a tweet about a headline, about a blog post, about someone else's research.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. But this go-it-alone approach, doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences.
In other words, CNN says, don't do your own research.
What are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Well, today, the deer antler guy was sentenced to 41 months in prison for his role in the Capitol riot.
The same phrase, do your research, is being peddled by some people who do have ill intent, who want to push you down certain paths, who want to, either for profit reasons or for geopolitical reasons, want to make sure that you are reading certain information as opposed to listening to authoritative sources.
And you will respect my authority!
So what should be an actually smart idea, especially in the U.S., with such a lack of funding and media literacy and all of these issues, it can really actually help make things worse.
Yeah, it's a sneaky little phrase.
Here's the four words that are helping to spread vaccine misinformation. Are you ready? According to CNN, here they are. Do your own research.
Do your own research.
Do your own research. It's a sneaky little phrase.
That's right, folks. CNN here to tell you, don't look into these things for yourself. Don't do your own research. Don't question anything. Just listen and obey.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Once again, the media is clamoring to tell you to stop looking into stuff for yourself. Do your own research. Those four words are hurting the U.S. pandemic response, CNN chief media correspondent Brian Stelter said on Reliable Sources Sunday.
Brian Stelter visits school kids to teach them to spot misinformation. He's telling them, don't even trust satire, don't trust anything but CNN.
Reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So I've said before on this show that it seems to me like the 90s was the last decade that really had any personality, a unique flavor, something you could cling to. And it seems like the last time when mainstream middle-class American lifestyles were universal and the things that we consumed and shared and saw and listened to weren't demonic. But that seems to be the case in the modern age. But so there was an account on Twitter called Wokal Distance, and Jack Posobiec constantly brings up how Pizza Huts and McDonald's and Taco Bells used to be fun and cool and kids would go to them, and now the buildings all look like prisons with no personality, post-90s era stuff. So Wokal Distance wanted to address this, and I want to read his take on it and then kind of give my response, and this is something maybe you can digest as well, because I do think there's something there. I always have, and I think it's described decently well here in this tweet thread. These Pizza Hut tweets from Jack Posobiec may seem silly, but they are not. In the 90s, common elements of middle-class suburban life and culture, like Pizza Hut, were seen by sophisticated tastemakers to be empty consumerist kish to be enjoyed by unsophisticated rubes. The culture producers in elite-slash-counterculture spaces looked down on the cultural products of the middle class, the art, media, food, and experiences the middle class liked. It's this attitude, I like this band, you've never heard of them, and you really wouldn't get it. What is happening now is that kids who enjoyed that life and unironically liked those things, middle-class houses and decor, restaurants like Applebee's and Pizza Hut, accessible mass media, think old Nickelodeon shows, pre-woke Disney films, have grown up and are saying, the cultural products I grew up with may have been mass-produced, kitschy, simple, not cool, and lacking in sophistication, but they were fun, wholesome, affordable, and were part of a life that was stable and hopeful. What I mean is, they view those things with nostalgia because they were part of a time when the world was stable and a middle-class life experience that could be replicated across the country and shared, even if that culture is N64, Pizza Hut, and renting from Blockbuster on a Friday night. That life was wholesome, fun, and allowed for some sort of innocence. This no longer exists. All the current Nickelodeon shows, Disney movies, and mass-produced media are infused with radical politics. There are no natural shared spaces. There is no childhood innocence. All of this is gone, and the childhood we had cannot give to our children because the world we were raised in to survive in no longer exists. We reject the culture. We reject the counterculture cynicism that says the mass-produced culture that marked the middle class is empty and useless. No, the culture allowed for shared experience and cultural touchstones from a time where prosperity was possible and the world was stable. You know, a couple other things I would say, it's, you know, the nuclear family was much more important. And again, the left hadn't gone completely insane either. And then there was this picture at the end here that is telling in the final tweet here. That culture, as mass-produced as it was, gave us an affordable cultural space to inhabit as we made families, enjoyed prosperity, and came of age. It was home. This was a good way to grow up. And it's basically a kid sitting in his room with a bunk bed, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Sonic, Zelda, Indiana Jones, Super Nintendo, just all the stuff. And so I think that summarizes a lot of it. But here's where I think it is a very human thing where we just won't ever get it back. Or maybe we will. So here's an example. A lot of my crew is actually about my age. And we can reminisce on shared experiences that we had even though we lived in different states. Even though we never lived in the same state, never came across each other, we can reminisce and talk about and have the same memories. It was a shared universal lifestyle that all the middle class had access to. And guess what? So did the lower class and so did the upper class. We all shared it. We all enjoyed it. Here's another example. I remember I would play on baseball teams or soccer teams. And so I would go and be on a new soccer team. And then a coach would have a party for all the team. And even though I didn't know any of the other kids, I could go right into a pizza party or whatever with them and immediately relate and immediately have things in common and immediately bond over those common things. And now I had a friendship. It took one night. So can you imagine that being replicated in the modern age? Is it even possible? What shared experiences does the middle class have universally now? What shared experiences do kids have growing up that they can all relate to and cling to as nostalgia, as something, as a time machine that others in their generation can go back to? Does that exist anymore? And that's not even addressing the sheer weight of the propaganda that is in all of the modern day culture that kids are getting everywhere. So some parents show it to their kids, some parents don't. So I think that there's really something there. I think other people are starting to grasp it a little bit, even though it's very complex. Like, here's a book I'm sure that most people my age probably grew up reading, The Berenstain Bears. Here's two pages from the book. I'm a father, I'm a he. A father's something you could be. I'm a mother, I'm a she. A mother's something you could be. You're not going to find that in a book, are you? Is that a little too crass for the modern-day liberal left and publishing companies? Maybe this is why the Berenstain Bears got Mandela affected. Here's a funny one, too. So with the Roe versus Wade thing, all the left is saying, oh, you're taking us back, to the 50s. And I don't know who originally wrote this. Man, now that we're rolling America back to the dreaded 1950s, what's next? A booming economy? Stable families? Safe cities, affordable housing, low crime, national pride, abundant jobs, high trust. Sounds awful. And then there was this picture. Now, guys, just put the dot cam back on here and don't show the date. When this is a train, a long distance passenger train. When do you think this train, look at that very elegant decor and interior, first class stuff. When do you think that train existed? Where do you, what age do you think it comes from? Did you guess 1883? 1883. You couldn't find a ride on a train as elegant and sophisticated and classy as that in the year 2022. I can't even get a train in Texas because the government wants more tax money from the companies that want to build bullet trains from Austin to Houston, to Houston to Dallas, Dallas to Austin, San Antonio, all of it. No, we can't get that. The government needs more taxes. It's the same thing with the ancient historical architecture. Will we ever be able to do that again? Could anybody do it right now if they wanted to? It's Satan, folks. It's the devil. And it's destroying everything that we once valued as good and wholesome and prosperous on this planet. And now Satan's minions are acting in positions of government and media and other outlets to bring Satan's dominion to this planet, which will be impoverished, desolate, desperate, isolated, and in bondage and misery. And for whatever reason, they've decided to use the modern-day left, liberal, progressive left and Democrat Party to bring that in, when it's all really just globalism, a corporate world government monopoly, stepping on the throats and putting the people of the planet in bondage. Now, quickly, Julia in Oregon kind of wanted to call on that. So, Julia, I can give you the final 60 seconds here in Oregon. Julia, go ahead.
So I actually called in yesterday but was disconnected. I think that Dinesh's documentary is very important, but unless anything is done, it will only serve to further demoralize those of us who do know what's going on and what has happened. And quickly, I've heard people defend Tucker Carlson and his picking of his battles regarding the silencing of 2,000 mules and not being able to talk about it online for fear of getting in trouble or whatever with the Fox network. But if people like Tucker and those who are in positions to open their mouth at the most critical point, if they won't, then what hope do we honestly have?
Well, I understand, and I hear you, and I've made similar examples in the past. It's like, yeah, I could have not been arrested, or Jesus could have not been crucified, but, you know, that's what leaders do. So Tucker will tell the truth, though. He'll be a good guy.
Whether you like it or not, you're in a war. The globalists think you're a piece of garbage that they want to exterminate. They want to make you as weak and as unhealthy as they can. They want to make you depressed. They want you to believe that you're not essential. You're made in the image of God. You are essential. And God gave us compounds that empower us and embolden us and energize us. And man, I got to tell you, Ultra 12 is a product I'm so proud of. It is the highest quality pharmaceutical grade vitamin B12 that energizes every other hormone and every other vitamin mineral in your body. It is essential. And that's why the food and the products the system sells are basically devoid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been sold out for close to 6 months, but Ultra 12 is back in stock. And again, this is the same pharmaceutical grade B12 people inject. Don't do that. Go to a doctor if you want it. There's even better absorption rate with that. But versus pills, this is the next best thing you're going to find. It's right below injections. And all you do is take a few drops every morning or every night, whenever you want. And people that taste it, they call us and they say, is there sugar in that? It doesn't say sugar in the bottle. No. Vitamin B12, real organic vitamin B12, tastes incredibly sweet. And it's a sweetness you've never experienced before. So listen, this could be salt water. This could be a placebo. And it'd be worth it because it funds the InfoWar. But it's not. It's high quality vitamin B12, Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. It's been sold out for months, but despite that, it's 40% off for a limited time. They'll go back to full price. Get your Ultra 12 vitamin B12 at InfoWars.com exclusively right now, and know you're funding the tip of the spear during this critical fight. Ultra 12 exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.